But Colleen Eberle and Mary Jane Chapman are here, and I'll turn over to Chad and ask questions, these hard-hitting investigative questions that he's going to ask you about these events. So I hope you ladies can handle all that. First of all, let's do a mic check. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
All right. We can hear you. Absolutely great. Mary Jane, how are you?
Hey, Wade. Good.
All right. I will hand it over to Chad, and he can take it from there.
Well, if it makes somebody feel any better, we're all winging it here. You know, so that's how we do. But good morning, ladies, and thanks for joining us. We're here to talk about a little bit about Leadership Mitchell County. You guys are representing that group. And then next week on Tuesday, there is going to be a debate between the District 107 candidates in the race for Kansas State representative between incumbent Susan Kincannon and Mayor Sam Sacco of Concordia. First, Mary Jane, tell us a little bit about Leadership Mitchell County.
Thanks, Chad. Mary Jane Chapman, Leadership Class 10. And Leadership Mitchell County was established in the year 2000 by some people that felt like it was important to do some place-based leadership in Mitchell County. And now, in 2011, then, we began taking people from Osborne County and Jewell County. So we have two each from those counties also, although we kept the Leadership Mitchell County name. We just seated the class 19, almost 20 years, for Leadership Mitchell County, and they began in September. It's seven sessions. Three of them are overnights. One of them is in Wichita. It's just a great, great program. If you want to know more about Leadership Mitchell County, you should go to our website, leadershipmitchellcounty.org. There's everything from the calendar of events to the list of alumni. We have a Facebook page, and that would be Leadership Mitchell County on Facebook. There's all kinds of volunteer opportunities. And we are totally a volunteer organization. In 2011, we changed our curriculum to add information and competencies from the Kansas Leadership Center. Kansas Leadership Center is an organization that was established in 2009 by the Kansas Health Foundation with a $30 million grant because they were charged with spending $30 million in 10 years. Gosh, that'd be hard, wouldn't it? The Kansas Health Foundation felt like that a huge piece of healthy Kansas communities was good leadership. And so they established the Kansas Leadership Center, and we use their competencies now in our new curriculum. And we have three committees off the board. One is the curriculum committee, which we established those curriculums, and the recruiting committee, and then the alumni committee. And the alumni committee, Colleen is our chair. Our new chair. She's really happy about that. Anyway, she's going to talk about the Alumni Committee and about our event that's coming up.
So within Leadership Mitchell County, there are 273 alumni members. Really, the purpose of the committee is to just promote Leadership Mitchell County and to harness the skills that we learned within the program to use those to promote and grow and implement within North Central Kansas, and to just really keep engagement with the community and just work to promote really anything within civic leadership and volunteer activities. So that's really what the committee is looking to do. Our first big event that we're hosting is this debate that we're here talking about, and we just thought it would be a good opportunity for Leadership Mitchell County and the alumni to kind of step in and help voters learn more about the candidates and be more aware about the election and just have an opportunity to be engaged in that process.
And when is the debate going to be held and where?
The debate is next Tuesday, July 31st. It starts at 7 p.m. We'll have doors open at 6:30. There'll be refreshments there. We're going to have information about Leadership Mitchell County. We'll have bio cards of the candidates. So doors open at 6:30. Debate is starting at 7, and it's slotted for a 90-minute debate. So you should be there until around 8:30.
And so the participants in this are going to be the incumbent, Susan Kincannon, who is seeking a third term as a state representative, and Concordia Mayor Sam Sacco. How did this come about? How did you guys come up with the idea to hold this, and what was all entailed in putting it together?
Yeah. Not all at once!
Colleen said she was going to talk about the debate, so I didn't know if I should jump in.
But you guys can take turns or go together, or we can make it a medley, whatever.
We'll have either anybody talk.
I did tell Chad we were good talkers, so either of us could talk. Colleen just pointed out to you, I mean, we feel like it's a really good chance for Leadership Mitchell County to sponsor this debate to allow the citizens of the 107th to get an idea about the views of the candidates. And we ask entities that had vested interests from healthcare to education to media. I'm sure you guys submitted questions. Not.
I did.
Anyway. Oh, there you go. To give us questions that we will use in our format. And then we also have a place for public questions. And Colleen can talk about that in the website.
Yep, so we set up a website for the debate. So anybody who wants more information, you can visit district107debate.com. And that just, it really just gives all of the information pertaining to the debate. It has all of the time and date, location information. There are both of the candidates' profiles and bios on there. So if you want to read a little bit more about their background and history, part of the format of the debate, like Mary Jane said, we had reached out to school districts and healthcare facilities and things like that. We're also looking for audience questions to try and keep it more town hall style. So the way the debate is set up is it's 4 20-minute sections, and each topic would include healthcare, education, the Kansas economy, and then we have an open or other category, which could really encompass anything to water, infrastructure, things like that. Each candidate, there'll be 2 questions per section, and we are looking for audience members who may have a question that they'd like to ask. You can visit that website, district107debate.com, and just click on the Submit a Question tab for an opportunity to ask the candidates that evening.
You'll submit that question. The committee will vet those questions, see what fits in with the rest of our questions, and then we will contact you to let you know that your question will be asked. There won't be just open participation that night. Mm-hmm. So then you would know that you could ask your question that night.
Well, then the other question that I would ask is one that I posed to Colleen last night, and that was, who is the moderator? Is it an alumni of Leadership Mitchell County? And if not, why didn't you ask me?
And I told Chad that he would have been our top pick.
Would have. It was funny.
I'm going to slam at the same time.
Right. She actually had a good answer. I'll let her fill it out.
Well, I don't know what her answer was, but I can tell you, we just couldn't afford you.
That's
the whole bottom line. You were our top pick.
Well, I worked for donuts. You guys say you can't, you've got donuts here. You say you can't afford me. I'm already bought and paid for. There's a half dozen donuts over here.
Well, the answer to that would be the board and the committee really were looking for somebody outside of the district to try and keep things as neutral as possible, especially since the debate will be held in Beloit. We had a moderator lined up who ended up having a conflict, so we just booked our moderator last night, and we're really excited about it. His name is Sean Rojas. He's from Kansas Leadership Center. So it really does full circle back with what Leadership Mitchell County does. He's a contact that we work with there. I think his role is civic engagement. So he will be coming to Beloit on Tuesday all the way from Wichita to moderate the debate.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Again, this debate will take place beginning at 7 o'clock on Tuesday next week, July 31st. It'll be held at NCK Tech in the Severance Student Union Meeting Room, conference room there on the campus at NCK Tech. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Just a thank you to NCK Tech for allowing us to use their facilities, and a thank you to Guaranty Bank for the refreshments that they're going to bring. That should lure people in.
Mary Jane Chapman, Colleen Everly, thank you for joining us, and hope to see you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thanks.